Capital, complexity, and the comfortable assumptions that may be wrong. A piece from Model Republic. Org mapping Andreessen Horowitz's portfolio earned 222 points on Hacker News, drawing pointed criticism of the firm's investment concentrations in defense technology, autonomous weapons, surveillance infrastructure, and AI systems designed to replace rather than augment workers. The firm manages roughly $35 billion in assets under management, according to the article, and the portfolio concentrations reflect, in the author's framing, a particular and troubling vision of the future. The Hacker News discussion ranged from those who found the critique fair and overdue, to those who argued the framing of bleak was doing ideological work that obscured an empirical question about which technological directions are durable. The A16Z discussion intersects with antitrust territory worth clarifying. The Sherman Antitrust Act Section 1 prohibits agreements that unreasonably restrain trade. Section 2 prohibits monopolization, the single firm version of the problem. Critically, having a monopoly is not itself illegal. What the law prohibits is obtaining or maintaining a monopoly through exclusionary conduct, behavior aimed not at competing better but at preventing competitors from competing at all. The relevant market definition is often where antitrust cases are won or lost. A firm's market share looks very different depending on how broadly or narrowly the market is drawn. A Guardian piece asked whether the United States is losing its safe haven status in global bond markets, pointing to yield curve dynamics in 2026 that reportedly look different from historical patterns in ways suggesting some investors are pricing in fiscal risk previously assumed away. The piece generated few comments but weighty implications. The U.S. safe haven premium rests on layered assumptions about political stability, institutional integrity, and creditor protection. And as a 1998 paper resurfacing on Hacker News this week observed, catastrophe in complex systems requires multiple simultaneous failures, not just one. That paper, How Complex Systems Fail, by Richard Cook, earned 329 points in its latest Hacker News resurfacing. Its 18 propositions about how complex medical, engineering, and financial systems produce failures are being applied by the current HN community to AI systems, financial markets, and geopolitical structures simultaneously. The most cited proposition in the current discussion holds that systems are generally designed with enough redundancy that no single component failure produces catastrophe. What produces catastrophe is the sequential or simultaneous failure of components assumed to be independent. The podcast's What If We're Wrong? Exercise targeted the widely held assumption that Claude's technical quality represents a durable competitive moat. The challenge? Enterprise customers care about integration, reliability, support contracts, compliance certifications, and switching costs from existing vendor relationships, factors that may matter more than benchmark scores. The gap between frontier and second-tier models has narrowed faster than many predicted in 2023 and 2024. If that trajectory continues, technical quality arguments become harder to sustain for the specific tasks most enterprise users actually run. The signal to watch rather than benchmark rankings is enterprise contract renewal rates. If those are soft, the moat may be less real than assumed.